Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Oh, we've got a young lady coming to see us.
Go on.
Her name is Alison, and she's come from Reedeasy. Reedeasy Reed, one of the two.
Reedeasy.
Reedeasy, see, nearly got there. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Maggie.
It's nice to see you.
And you.
Thank you for coming in to tell us about Reedeasy. What is it all about?
So, Reedeasy is a national charity.
So it's
a national charity called Reedeasy UK. And then there are groups across the country,
right,
that are affiliated to Reedeasy UK.
Okay.
And so our group is Southampton and Isle of Wight.
Mm-hmm.
Our group was established in 2021.
Right.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, 2021.
Just sort of after COVID came along.
Yes. 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 Okay. Yes. We were sort of, yeah, in the middle of COVID, I think, when we were thinking about setting up the group.
Okay.
And initially we were Reedeasy Southampton, and now we expanded the service onto the island in 2023.
Right.
So the group is, as I say, affiliated to Reedeasy UK, but we're an independent charity now, and with 8 trustees. We're all volunteers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I live on the island. I work in Southampton. And we're all volunteers passionate about helping adults who struggle with reading.
Right.
That is the aim of Reedeasy.
So it's adults only?
Adults only, so 18 plus.
Yeah.
Because we think, well, we hope in the schools we'll be helping under 18s to learn to read.
So that's interesting.
It's very interesting. Yeah. Are there a lot of people over 18 who have problems with reading?
That's
surprising because, I mean, they should all have gone through school, but obviously not all of them are going to be as good at it as others, I suppose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's estimated that there's 2.4 million adults in the UK who are either unable to read or barely able to read. And there's lots of reasons why adults are unable to read, because I think it's something we all take for granted.
Yes.
I just know I can read, but I don't necessarily know how.
I was always encouraged to read as a child.
So I don't know how I learned to read.
No.
I just did. And it was obviously when I was at school. But there's lots of reasons why adults are now unable to read. So maybe they missed out on schooling.
Yeah.
You know, they had hectic lives at home.
Could there be a language barrier? Or?
A language barrier is a possibility as well. So missed out on schooling, maybe it's due to illness.
Yeah.
They had hearing and sight problems that weren't detected.
Yeah.
The undiagnosed learning disability, so dyslexia is another one. Family breakdown, lack of parental support.
And
problems at home. And I know personally of one reader who he didn't grasp learning to read at school.
Right.
And so he was sent to the back of the class and forgotten about.
Yes.
I don't know if anybody, your listeners might recognise that and identify that with that. So he was just forgotten about. And so he came to us when he was in his 60s and said, "Can you help me with my reading?" And so he plucked up the courage, because I think it takes a lot of courage.
Yes, it does,
To come and ask for help. So he's now reading novels.
Good for him.
And I think the message there is never too late to learn.
Absolutely.
So when someone presents themselves to you, and you say it does take a good deal of courage to do that, because it's quite a stigma to what you can't read.
Yes.
Do you assess them, then work out an approach? How does that all work?
Yeah, so my role within the team, I'm a coordinator. Okay, so I will meet with the reader. So any person who's learning to read with us is called a reader.
Yeah.
So I will meet with them. I will do a talk to them about Reedeasy and what we do. And I will do a basic reading assessment with them.
Right.
And then if we can help them, then we'll enrol them onto our reading programme.
Yep.
And the reading programme consists of 5 manuals.
Right.
Okay, which a coach and a reader work through together.
Right.
We work at the reader's pace.
Yep.
So there's no time scales. There's right. no rushing. We
no
don't
pressure.
Have to
yep.
finish
there's
at a certain
no,
time.
No targets, things like that.
No, there's no exams. Yeah. So there's no pressure. So it is, we go at the reader's pace.
Yes.
And we're doing really well. I mean, on the island, we have, we're helping 5 adults at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking to help more.
Yeah.
So I think, we're looking to help more. So if I just run through with you how we can help.
Yes, please.
Yeah, please do.
So, as I say, we totally respect any adult who finds the courage to come and seek help.
Yeah.
Help is provided by a fully trained volunteer reading coach.
Yeah.
Recruited from the local community.
Mm-hmm.
Coach and reader meet twice a week
yep.
for 30 minutes at an approved venue, which is usually the local library.
Right.
Okay.
And then coach and reader follow the reading program of 5 manuals. We have a small team on the island. So I'm the coordinator.
Yep.
We also have a literacy specialist to help with specific areas of
okay.
literacy. We've also got a venues organiser and 2 local connectors who go out to visit various organisations
yep.
to try and say, look, we're here. If you know of anybody who needs any help, please refer them to us.
Yep.
Because we're in a position on the island now to help.
Yes.
So there's no judgment there when
absolutely.
People come to you. Yeah.
Absolutely no judgment at all.
Yeah.
We totally understand the reasons why a person may, an adult
yes.
may not be able
yep.
to read.
Mm.
So in these manuals,
yes,
are they like, I can only pick Janet and John books, are they like that or are they?
No, no. They're what we call it, so learning to read is through a phonics base.
Right.
So I think they teach phonics in schools at
oh,
the moment.
All right, yes.
Right.
And basically the manuals are, there's a page for the coach to follow and then a page for the reader to follow.
Right.
And so the coach will say, this is what I want you to do.
Right.
And the page here is where the reader will
okay.
do what the coach has
gotcha.
Asked them.
Yeah.
So there's 5 of those and we... Yeah, they're brilliant. And the thing with being a coach is you don't need to be from a teaching background.
No.
Because all the information you need
yeah.
is in the manual.
Yeah.
In the manuals. It tells you what you
so
need to do.
Right.
If any of your lesson plan's done for you, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And how do you find people react to the coaching sessions? Are they positive or are they sort of nervous or is it a bit of each?
Yeah, that's a really good question. They are... they can be nervous and especially nervous meeting me for the first time, say, because I will meet them.
You're not that scary.
No. I try not to be. meeting me for the first time can be scary. Also, meeting your coach for the first time can be scary. So I'm there.
And admitting that you can't read properly. Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm there as the coordinator to introduce the reader and the coach and say, this is... such and such, they're going to help you with your reading.
Mm-hmm.
And then I provide that ongoing support to make sure everything's going okay. And then we can get help from the literacy
yes.
expert as well.
Yeah.
To sort
yes.
of if there's specific areas that we need to look at, like dyslexia,
yeah.
like a learning disability.
Yes, of course.
Do you have a question, Nisha?
Yeah. So there are probably some people who have like some problems with their eyesight. Do you have any strategies to help them who have a problem with their eyesight?
Yeah, so when we enrol a reader onto the reading programme, there's a question that says, when was your last eyesight, when was your last hearing test? So we can pick up on, you know, if they could potentially have issues with their sight and with their hearing.
Yeah.
So if it's their sight, obviously, we would look to make sure they bring their glasses to the reading session.
Yes. Yeah.
If it's hearing, then we'll need to look at that because, obviously, the coach will need to adapt their
yeah.
approach
right.
to that person.
So the hearing will affect the coach's approach, not how someone reads.
Yeah. Obviously, if they're hard of hearing,
yes.
then we'll need to get an assessment there
yeah.
as to
yeah.
whether... what we offer is suitable.
Right.
Gotcha. Or whether it's sign language maybe that they need to be.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Interesting.
It is interesting. Now, when you're saying people, you're helping people with their reading, do you start with assuming they've got no ability to read, or do they still have got some ability to read, just need to improve it? Are you looking at levels there?
Yeah, so when we do the reading assessment with them, that reading assessment is very basic, but what it'll do, it'll show us that they're reading strengths and weaknesses.
Right, okay.
So where they're, because usually when people come to us, they've got gaps in their reading.
Mm-hmm.
So we know, we can identify what those gaps are.
Yeah.
And then we can tailor support.
Ah, yes.
Okay. To look at those gaps and say, well, that's where they're struggling. It could be through they don't understand phonics, or their comprehension needs to be improved, or their spelling, or things like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
Excellent.
So it covers a huge range.
There's a massive range of things. So how can people find out more about this?
So I'm what's called the front door.
Okay.
I don't get called it very often.
She doesn't look like a front door, does she?
So so people can contact me. I've got a telephone number and an email address.
Which are?
Which I've got. Do you want me to read it out?
Please do. Okay. Yeah.
So my telephone number is 07392 517334.
Mm-hmm.
That's the special Read Easy hotline to me.
Right.
Yep.
And then my email address is southamptoncoordinator@readeasy.org.uk.
Okay. And your name is
Alison Walker, my name.
And can people refer others to you, or does it have to be the person who wants the training to be referred?
No, absolutely. Again, that's a great question, because what we're looking for are referrals from organisations that will come into contact with people who are struggling to read.
Okay. Yes.
So, for example, job centre comes in contact with people who are obviously looking for a job, and because their reading skills are, I don't want to say poor, but their reading skills need to be improved.
Yes.
Then the job centre will say, well, have you heard about Read Easy?
Right.
And they'll make a referral.
For example, we could have a volunteer in here, and we discover has a problem reading. We say, have you heard about these people that will help you with your reading?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Not force them down that path, but suggest that they might want to think about contacting them.
Yeah, it's absolutely. And we get referrals from the job centre, from the probation service, from relatives, family members.
And does it cost anything for the readers?
No, it's absolutely free.
Okay. And your website is readeasy.org.uk. It says on your lanyard hanging around your neck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the Read Easy UK, the umbrella organisation. But if you Google Southampton Isle of Wight Read Easy, it'll come up with our webpage.
Right.
Lovely.
But the best thing, I think, is to just give me a call or email me.
What's your number again?
It's 07392 517334.
Brilliant.
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming in. And thank you for what you're doing for our adults. There's no shame in coming forward for
Absolutely
help.
Absolutely not.
None.
No.
If you need help, ask. Somebody will give you some help.
Absolutely.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.